Okay, we're in the middle of the dinim of Avdallah. So let's go to the beginning of Avdallah. Halachically, when you fill up a cup for Kiddush or Avdallah, as long as it's full, it's good enough. It doesn't have to pour over. It's full, it's full. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, by Avdallah, it's proper to, when you fill up the cup, to overflow it. Why? Because the Gemara says, any house that doesn't spill wine like water doesn't see a brach in the house. So on the full week, you want to show that Baruch Hashem, there's an abundance of wine. You could even pour it over and over the side of the cup, and that's why it's done. Our meaning, by the way, is we do it by Kiddush also. That's the unofficial meaning in Chabad, that we also do it by Kiddush. But in Havdalah, it says in Shulchan Aruch actually to do it. Now, before Havdalah, we say the Psukim, Hinei Kel Yeshuasi. Again, different customs of what people say. And Shulchan Aruch it says that the Ashkenazim minigids, that they say the Psukim, Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, after V'layachod, it's basically just for a sign of bracha, simen tov. It's a good sign. There's no obligation. In other words, if somebody started Havdalah from Beri Pri Hagafen, and went to Psamim, a candle, and the last bracha, you're Yaitza Havdalah. It's interesting, the Alter Rebbe writes in a Chatzi Eagle, which means by definition that when he was going to rewrite the Shulchan Aruch, he would have checked into that again. But the Alter Rebbe does write that it's possible that even if you don't hear the bracha Beri Pri Hagafen, let's say you walk, somebody's in the middle of making Havdalah, and Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, for sure you miss, it's not an issue. Even if you miss the Beri Pri Hagafen, you also Yaitza Havdalah, as long as you heard the last bracha. Bracha tach, mavdol ben kodesh l'chol ben er l'cheshach. So then okay. Next also, even though there's a custom that by Kiddush, you give everybody a little bit of wine to drink, but in Shulchan Aruch it says, by Havdalah you don't do that. In the old gossip, the women's old tales, they say that if a woman's going to drink wine from the Havdalah cup, like they do by Kiddush, they're going to grow hair on their palm. Okay, but it's Baba Mises. But what?
I heard that like the leftover wine in the plates after Kiddush, the kids want to drink it, it's not a good sin anymore.
By Kiddush?
Yeah.
You could pour it back into the cup and drink it. No, I'm saying by Kiddush, the leftover wine. It's not Tomei. Why is the wine Tomei? I don't know. It's also customary that when you finish making Havdalah, and you have to drink the proper amount of wine, you have to drink what's called Mole Lugma, a cheek full of wine, to be Yaitz Havdalah. Those people that just sip a little bit from the wine of Havdalah, they're not Yaitz of the Mitzvah. You have to drink more than half the cup, basically, which is Rev Revius, the majority of 3 ounces to be Yetzer.
What if somebody has medical condition?
Then somebody else should drink the wine, or they should use grape juice, or they should use beer. It's interesting. Halacha says you can make Kiddush on challah, but you can't make Havdalah on challah. You can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. Now, what's Chamar Medina? It's defined literally as a drink of the land. Yeah. A drink of the land. Now, Shulchan Aruch really says you shouldn't make Havdalah or whatever on Chamar Medina if there's wine available, unless it's somebody who can't drink wine. But it says, Metzoy Pesach, because beer is chametzik and you didn't drink beer for a whole week, so then you can make it very special to you. They say, again, this is printed, but that the Friedrich Rebbe, Metzoy Pesach made Havdalah on beer. He made Havdalah and beer, Metzoy Pesach. Huh? We'll get into Chamar Medina in a second. So now, what's the definition of Chamar Medina? Chamar Medina means a prominent drink. So there's a big argument in contemporary poskim. Marshall, is soda good? Is juice good?
Scotch.
Scotch, but then you have to drink a lot. I mean, even that's questionable. But, one second. The question is over here, Chamar Medina, the Meisher Feinstein gives a very simple, clear definition of what it means. He means it's a prominent drink that you'd invite somebody over to your house to drink. You know, somebody will say, come for a cup of coffee, come for a tea. Nobody says, come for some Coke. I mean, unless you mean the other Coke.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm saying not the soda Coke, you know. For other Coke, they'll come. But I'm just saying the truth. I mean, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. I'm just saying. But so the apostle that say you could do it on orange juice, apple juice, but it doesn't sound right because it's not a prominent drink. Today, orange juice, apple juice is not, you don't invite somebody to come drink, let's have a cup of orange juice. Let's go out for a cup of orange juice. You just don't do that. They'll say, let's go out and have a beer, come over for a beer, or the, you know, something like that. Now, concerning tea and coffee are prominent drinks. According to some opinions, milk is. In fact, there's a whole question with Alter Rebbe the last Saturday night in Rebbe Rashab. Alter Rebbe made Havdalah on coffee with milk, whatever. There's different things that happen. But ideally, a person should use wine or grape juice for Havdalah. Ideally, wine also. Wine is better than grape juice. But if not, now, when you finish drinking, what's that? When you finish drinking the cup, since the Brother Shulchan Aruch, you should extinguish the candle with a little bit of wine.
The man does.
Whoever's making Havdalah does. Okay, now the man, let's say if the wife is holding the Havdalah candle, she either puts it into, gives it to the husband, or puts it into the thing, and the husband from the leftover wine in the cup pours a little bit over to extinguish the fire. What's the purpose of that? So Shulchan Aruch says, to show that the candle was lit and made a bracha over for the mitzvah. Because the Chacham said you're supposed to make a mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe says the expression, she'enika lakol shehudlik ner ze elul mitzvah ner shel avdolah. Okay?
Does it matter to dip it or to pour it?
No, the custom is you do both, by the way. You take the avdolah candle. If this is the avdolah candle, you put it into the wine and you do both. But Shulchan Aruch just says the expression of Nergal Nishbech HaShom Meyayin Anisha Bekos Achashtiyas. And that's basically it's from the cup of the. Okay, so you don't have to drink from the cup. And in fact, the minig is not unless it's Kershul Bracha that you benched over. And then, now that's a very interesting question. Once the time of Bein HaShemoshes comes, once Shkia, sunset comes and Shabbos afternoon, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything except halachically you could drink water before Havdalah. And our minig, the Rabbi writes, we don't drink even water before Havdalah. From when time on? From sundown. Unless if you washed, Shalosh Hodes, you washed before, then you can keep on, like we learned the other day, you can keep going into the night. So there's an interesting scenario that comes up. In fact, we had it in Foothill a bunch of times. Let's say you're making a Sheva Brachas at Shalosh Hodes. Okay, now, let me just explain the din again. If you wash before Shkia, until you bench, you can eat whatever you want. Once you benched, then you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Right? Once benching comes, it's a Brachas HaMazon, and you can't go. Now, the question is, what happens if you make a Sheva Brachas at Shalosh Hodes? Now, the way Sheva Brachas works is you have two cups of wine. One cup of wine, the guy benches over, okay? And then, afterwards, they do six brachas of Sheva Brachas. Then the guy benching says the bracha Bei Pri Agafen, right? And then you mix he drinks from the cup, and then you mix the cups together, and you give the chosin and the kala. So now the question is, what do you do Shabbos afternoon if Shalosh Hodes is Sheva Brachas? Okay, now normally, when you bench over a cup of wine, you use it for Havdalah after Maariv. But here's the problem is, because you're making Sheva Brachas right away. So what do you do? Do you make all Sheva Brachas and the guy says, Bei Pri Agafen, and drinks the wine, even though it's before Havdalah, and he benched already? Or do you make the Sheva Brachas, and the seventh Bracha, Bei Pri Agafen, you wait until after Maariv, and the guy makes Havdalah, and then he says the Bracha Bei Pri Agafen. So there's two opinions, what in halacha, what it is.
Can we not bench?
What's exactly the minute? No, you can't make Sheva Brachas without benching.
Till after Havdalah.
No, no, you don't do that. So some people, some poskim write, you could make Sheva Brachos, and the guy could drink Berpi Agafen from the wine. And the reason for that is because there's a lot of people that will remind you to Daven Ma'ariv. It's a whole group, so therefore, it's not a problem you'll forget to Daven Ma'ariv. But there's different customs what to do. Either you wait with Berpi Agafen until after Ma'ariv, or until after Avdallah, or you do it the brand guy, and the guy drinks a little bit of the wine afterwards. No, no, you do Sheva Brachos, the six brachas. Yeah. The seventh bracha, Berei Pi Agafen, you hold off until after Ma'ariv. But the Sheva Brachos you do before Ma'ariv.
Okay, sure.
That's what most people do, by the way.
And there's no Kapsel, he's going to make Agafen, right? So it's not an issue.
No, he's not making Agafen yet.
No, meaning the person that benched.
He didn't make Agafen yet.
No, that's
not a problem. What do you do in a normal shul that has shalosh shul this?
Right.
Okay, then you bench on a cup.
Right.
And what do you do?
After
you save it for $5. So now the same bird back off and you're saving $5.
Do you say Agafen when you're benching for shalosh shul this? You don't actually say Agafen. You finish, you get up and you walk away.
Yeah, because you're going to, when you drink it, you make
so
a brach.
Why can't we have the same thing with Sheva Brachos? Tell two people don't touch your cup until after Avdallah.
No, you can't because the guy has to. But part of Sheva Brachos is the Berei Pi Agafen. That's the seventh bracha. Now there's another interesting din. There's a din that the Rebbe brings down. It's interesting. Not at the end of Hilchot Shabbos in the dinim of Chinuch. The Rebbe is a sim at the end of Hilchot Shabbos about Chinuch of kids. There's an interesting din that, like, not eating before Kiddush, not eating before Avdallah, or drinking before Avdallah, doesn't apply to kids under Bar and Bas Mitzvah. That's to be right. There's no inyan chinuch in mitzvahs that are connected to, because it's time, you have to wait time for my kids. There's no, the Rebbe says clearly later on, that there's no din that the kids are not, the kids could drink before Kiddush, they eat before Kiddush. Obviously, if kids 12 years old, you tell them, you know, come on, you'll wait.
That's why we're giving chocolate.
No, chocolate's after Avdallah. You forgot already. Okay, next.
Good question on the Chamer Medina. You mentioned about tea, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like you said tea is acceptable.
Tea is acceptable. Okay, you're right. I should have finished the point of tea. Not iced tea.
It's about to ask you because it's too hot to drink.
Okay, so that's good. Good point. You can't make Avdol on iced tea. Iced tea is like soda or juice, but it's not choshev and juice. Now, if the tea is too hot, you can't drink it.
Right.
But if the tea's cold, then it's not choshev anymore.
Right.
So the din is, you have to make avdola on tea that's very warm, but you could still drink it in one shot.
So put it in one ice cube, basically, to take it down from boiling hot.
Or you wait until it's without the ice cube.
Wait to Shabbos when you're in a rush. Searing it at tea so it cools down takes a long time.
Okay, so then you could put an ice cube in. Yeah, you can't make, once it's cold, it's not tea. Tea is, like they do in England.
Right.
It's interesting. Somebody told me, a reliable source, that he heard from one of the Friedrich Rebbe's daughters, that when the previous Rebbe would drink tea, he always wanted, it should be a full cup to the top, it should be boiling hot. Even though he only drank a little bit of it, he wanted the tea to be full cup and boiling hot.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
I understand. I'm just telling you that that's what the Friedrich Rebbe used to do.
For what purpose? So was there a reason for
it? I didn't ask him.
Probably was freezing in Russia and just warming his hands.
Yeah, that's right.
No. That's not.
So why did we do this?
Oh, I didn't finish it. Yeah. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, you do put your fingers in the wine and put it all a little bit over your eyes to show chivav mitzvah, that I love the mitzvah so much, and putting it on top of my eyes. Then people have a minute, they put it into the packets, it's supposed to be a segula for a lot of money, and they dump
it.
Segula for the dry cleaners, for sure, it's good business. It says in Shulchan Aruch, v'negen lirchetz einehem miyayin sheshvicha zu mishum chivav mitzvah. You wash your eyes. The minig is you use the two pinkies. That's the minig. And you put it over the eyes.
Where is it exactly?
Over over here and the eyebrow.
Here, on top of my head. Because I keep hearing.
No, here.
Eyebrows. Some people say both.
When I remember seeing from the Rebbe, put on the eyebrow.
Some people think the finger and try to put it on the loose, the bone in the back.
That's because they don't want to be a loser. Machachin somebody my mother may be my Kim Shivlaga out tell of Hananika Shemedat go back to the Vigil Hunter Mission Amad Harina.